The Home Depot announced yesterday that it is cutting its earnings per share estimate for fiscal year 2002, which ends in February. It said slow holiday sales were the reason. The country's largest home improvement store chain reports sales declined up to 10% during December, while the company had been expecting a drop of 3-5%. Still, Home Depot says, despite the drop in sales, it does not plan a repeat of last year's January clearance event. The Chinese use names like horse and sheep to classify calendar years. Commentator Kevin Phillips says for Americans, 2002 was the year of the consumer, but 2003 probably won't be.
Until Christmas, high levels of consumer spending pumped up the housing, auto, and retail sectors, which kept the soft economy out of recession. Washington's contribution came through the record string of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve Board. Rates were pushed so low that many Americans gained a sizable chunk of income by refinancing their mortgages. With the same low rates, many people who hadn't been able to afford houses decided they now could. Cheap money also helped the automobile companies to give zero-rate financing. Not only were the home building and automobile industries massively stimulated, but the demand for housing pushed up home prices sharply enough to make up for some of the wealth lost in the stock market collapse. All of this involved a sizable component of economic manipulation. The automobiles bought in 2002 won't be bought again in 2003. The refinancing boom is nearly over. The further downside is that consumer and mortgage debt has climbed to record levels. The buying power of many retired Americans has been slashed to the bone by the collapse of the interest they get from bank accounts and certificates of deposit. And most of all, housing prices have inflated so much in metropolitan areas like Boston, New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and San Francisco that market watchers are worried about real estate bubbles starting to pop. All of which raises concern about what kind of spirits will give their name to 2003. Will it be the year of the couch potatoes who watch war and terrorism news on TV rather than shopping? Will it be the year of the skinflints who save to pay down debt? Will it be the year of the oil shortage? And perhaps most important, will it be the year of the burst real estate bubble? That's the kind of year Alan Greenspan fears most.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.